Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Beis. We left off on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis at Amru Le Rabbanan the Rav Papa. We're right in the middle of a conversation. First of all, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored on behalf of DailyGiving.org, which is an incredible organization that enables every Jew to easily perform the mitzvah of tzedakah. Every day, 100% of the collected money is dispersed daily to different worthy Jewish organizations around the world. I joined. I encourage everybody else to do so as well. It's been extremely heartening. They keep forwarding me all the people that have joined as a result of the Daf Yomi. It's been really wonderful to see. So please go to dailygiving.org. It takes 30 seconds to join. And also sponsored Refu Shleima for Rafal Aaron HaKohen Ben Rivka. And also sponsored by Ken and Marcy Kapel in honor of their father's Israel Kapel, who recently celebrated his 99th birthday, and Dr. Ted Besden, who recently celebrated his 90th birthday. They should have many, many more healthy years. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Today's daf is really only about one topic, and that is the idea that the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim does chamesh tvilos and 10 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The whole daf is just going to discuss where we know that from, when exactly those kiddush yadayim v'raglayim happened, how dressed was the Kohen when he did those kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So that's the entire topic of the daf, the chamesh tvilos and the 10 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So we already had started that conversation. So we're right in the middle of the conversation, and we had said that a suggestion was made that according to Rabbi Meir, there's only one kiddush yadayim v'raglayim for levishas bigdei kodesh, meaning if every time there's a change of clothing, there's going to be two kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. There are two ways to understand that. Either you understand that for each time you put on a new set of clothing, there's two kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, or you understand, no, for each time you take off Big Day Kodesh, there's one Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim, and each time you put on Big Day Kodesh, there's another Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. Nafka Mina is going to be the first time, when you're taking off Big Day Chol, in order to put on Big Day Kodesh. So is there one Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim, or are there two Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim? So we had said yesterday that according to Rabbi Meir, there's only Kiddush Echad for Levishas Big Day Kodesh. So Amalei Rabbanan Rav Papa, so the Rabbanan said to Rav Papa, where we left off yesterday, the Rabbanan said to Rav Papa, the last red line is lay, about 8 lines from the end of the page, Amalei Rabbanan Rav Papa, mi matzah samar achri, can you really say that according to Rabbi Meir, there's only one kiddush for Levishas Big Day Kodesh? V'atanya, but we have a brisa that describes the avodah of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim, and it tells us, parsu sadin shel butz, beino levena am, they would spread this linen cloth in between him and the other, and the people, so that he would have some privacy when he was changing, and then pashat, he took off his clothing. V'yarad v'taval. He went down and he's tovel in the mikvah. All of his topic. He comes out of the mikvah and he dries himself off. He vilo big day zahav v'lavash v'kidesh yadav raglav. They brought him the big day zahav. He put those on and he did a kiddush rishon. He did the first kiddush yadayim raglayim. So according to the Chachamim, that's one kiddush yadayim raglayim. But Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says no. Pashat the kiddush yadav raglav. He took off his big day chol and then he did the kiddush rishon right then. And then v'yarad v'tav. Then he went to the mikveh, he came out of the mikveh, he dried up, he viewed the big dizav, lavash, they brought him the big dizav, he put him on, v'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, and he did a second kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So you see, according to the Chachamim that we're quoting over here, there's only one kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So the Bryce is talking about the very first tevila of the Kohen Gadol, where he's not taking off Big Day Kodesh, he's taking off Big Day Chol. And the Bryce is explicit that Reb Meir holds that he does kiddush yadayim v'raglayim one time before the Levisha, and a second time after the Levisha. So you see that according to Reb Meir, there are two kiddush yadayim v'raglayim for the Levisha alone. It's not that there's one for the removal of clothing, because over here, the removal of clothing was Big Day Chol. That certainly would not warrant a kiddush yadayim raglayim. So Rav Papa responded, itanya tanya. If you have a brisa that says that way, what am I going to do? You know, I changed my mind. Obviously, if there's a brisa that's explicit that says that way, then I change. I retract my original statement. Meaning, the real reason for a mayor that the second tevila, the kohen, has to first take off his clothing before he does kiddush yadayim raglayim is not the way I explained it. Because there's a kiddush on the pshita speak de kuhuna and and that comes before the removal of the clothing comes before the kiddush, it must be like you said in the Braisa, that according to Rabbi Meir, there are two kiddushadai braglaims on the Levisha, and that's why he would remove his clothing before the first kiddushadai braglaim, because the kiddushadai braglaim has nothing to do with the removal of the clothing. According to Rabbi Meir, the kiddushadai braglaim is only on the Levisha, and there are two kiddushadai braglaims on every Levisha. So now we at least clarified what the sheet of the Chachamim is, what the sheet of Rabbi Meir is. That according to the Chachamim, there's a kiddush yadayim raglayim for removal of Big Day Kodesh, and a separate kiddush yadayim raglayim for putting on Big Day Kodesh. And according to Rabbi Meir, no, there's no kiddush yadayim raglayim for removing anything. There are two kiddush yadayim raglayim for each time he puts on Big Day Kodesh. So says the Gemara, now we got to do the math. If there are 10 kiddush yadayim raglayim, but there's a machlokas whether there was one or two on his first wardrobe change, on his first change of clothing, so Bishlam of the Rabbi Meir, I understand very well according to Rabbi Meir that he already has two kiddush yadayim raglayim on his first change. Haynu d'mishkachas asar kiddushin. That's going to add up, and we're going to be able to account for 10 kiddush yadayim raglayim. El Rabban, but according to the Rabban, that there's only one kiddush yadayim raglayim when he removes his. One kiddush yadayim raglayim when you remove clothing, Big Day Kodesh, another for when you put on Big Day Kodesh, and that first tevila, there's only going to be one because he's not removing any Big Day Kodesh, he's removing Big Day Chol. Well, then Tisha Havu, then you're only going to have 9 kiddush yadayim raglayim. Where's your 10th kiddush yadayim raglayim going to come from, according to the Rabbanan? So Amri Lach Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would respond, Kiddush Basra, that last kiddush yadayim raglayim, Ki Pashit, when he takes off at the end of the day, after a full day of avoda, when he takes off the Big Day Zahav, he pashit Big Day Kodesh, he takes off the Big Day Kodesh for the last time, v'lavish Big Day Chol, and he puts on his regular weekday clothing, his regular civilian clothing, at that point he does the 10th Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and that Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim only happens according to the Chachamim, because the Chachamim hold that removal of Big Day Kodesh warrants a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Rameir would say, no, when he's changing into Big Day Chol, he's not going to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, because it's only a Levishas Big Day Kodesh that warrants a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So it's going to turn out that everybody's going to have 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. In fact, the answer is so obvious that the Achronim are bothered what the Gemara's Havamina was even in asking the question. Meaning we already made it very clear that the Chacham hold that for every Pishut Big Day Kodesh and for every Levishas Big Day Kodesh, there's a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and Rameir holds no, only for Levishas Big Day Kodesh. So obviously at the end of the day, when he removes Big Day Kodesh, there's an extra Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for the Rabbanan and not for Rabbi Meir. So that makes up for the beginning of the day, where Rameir had an extra one and the Rabbanan didn't. So it's difficult to understand even what the Havamina of the Gemara was to even ask such a question, but that's how the Gemara answers. Now the Gemara brings a Braisa that explains what the basis of this idea is, that a Kohen does 5 Tvilos and 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims on Yom HaKippurim. Tan Rabbanan, says the Braisa, in the Parsha of Yom HaKippurim, the Torah tells us, Uva Aron El Ol Moed, and the Pasuk continues, the Pashat is Big Day Abad, Shalavash Bevala Kodesh, V'Nicham Sham. So the Pasuk can't be understood on the simplest level, that Aaron comes to the Ol Moed only to take off the Big Day Lavan that he's wearing and to put them down there. Lama Huba, what's he really coming into the Ol Moed for? I mean, he already finished the Ketores, he already finished the Hazaos that are done, Lefnai V'Lefnim, and the Pasuk doesn't say what he's doing at this point, Lefnai V'Lefnim. It just describes him going back, Lefnai V'Lefnim. One does not just enter Lefnai v'lefnim for nothing. You'll just go in, go out, take off the clothing. There's got to be a reason that he's going in. So the Brice explains, Eino ba elo lahotzi es hakaf es hamachta. He needs to go back in to remove from the Kodesh HaKadoshim the kaf that the Ketores was on, and the machta, the shovel that the Gechalim was on, were on. The Gechalim is what burnt the Ketores. So he had a spoon that had the Ketores, a shovel that had the Gechalim, and they'd pour the Ketores on top of the Gechalim, and that's how they were makti the Ketores. But now he had that shovel and that spoon, he had to go back in there in order to retrieve them. He had placed them down originally between the Badei Aaron. So So the Braisa explains, how do I know that from the Psukim in the Parsha, in the Parsha that describes the Avodah? I mean, he doesn't say that. It just says that he goes in and he takes off his clothing. It doesn't say anything about retrieving anything. So a Parsha Kula Nemra Ala Seder Chutz Mi Pasuk Zeh. Because that must be the entire Parsha is written in order except for this Pasuk, that the Torah tells me the Psukim of the Parsha a little bit out of order. The Gemara is going to explain later on in the name of Abaye that after the Pasuk of Uba Aaron, it says which means the hakrava of his ayil and the ayil of the tzibur, which is the third avoda of the avoda sayom that he and it's supposed to be done with the big day zahav. So since that's the first time it mentions the yitzia in the parsha, so it has to be that the kohen gadol has to be mafsik with that avoda between the first time he goes in to lifnim for the avoda sayom that are done lifnai v'lifnim and the second time he goes in to remove the kaf and the machta. So he interrupts with the ayil, with his ayil and the ayil of the tzibur. So the seder of the psukim in the parsha is not exactly the way the avodas happen, because he comes out to do the ola, his ola and the ola sa'am, and that's prior to going in to retrieve the kaf and the machta. Whereas in the psukim, it says the yitzia in pasuk chavdalit only after the bia in pasuk chavgimel, which together with the other avodas apnimios. So the psukim are slightly out of order. So ask the Gemara, my time, why do you have to say that he has to be mafsik in the middle of the avodos hayom to bring the ayil and the ayil of the am? Why do they have them do an avodos chutz between the burning of the ketores and the hazaos and the on the one hand and the hotzas hakaf hamacht on the other hand? Why doesn't he go lifnei v'lifnim, do everything he's got to do and take out whatever he needs to take out and then he'll go bring the ayil and the el am? Why is it that we have to be mafsik in between that which he does lifnei v'lifnim one time and that which he does lifnei v'lifnim a second time by going out and changing his clothing and doing his ayil and the elam, the ayil shel tzibur? So what's the reason for it? Amar Rav Chisda, because gemiri chamish tefilos ha'asar kedushin tov l'kohen gadol l'mekadesh bo b'yom. We have a tradition that there are 5 tefilos and 10 kedushin adayim raglayim, and there's a tefila each time he changes his clothing, and we know that whatever he does lifnei v'lifnim is in big day lavan, whatever he does outside of the lifnei v'lifnim is bibig de zahav. So v'ike sidran, and if we were to just understand the psukim as they're ordered, with him taking out the kaf and the machta on that one trip into the lifnei v'lifnim, into the kodesh kodashim, lo meshkachsel shalosh tefilos v'shisha kiddushin, then it will be fewer changes of clothing. Then there will only be 3 wardrobe changes, which would mean that there are only 3 tefilos, which would mean there are only 6 kiddush yadayim raglayim. Meaning he would do the tefila rishona, the kiddush rishon by putting on the big day zav for the Tamid Shel Shachar, a tevila shnia and a second kiddush and third for wearing the big day lavan for whatever he needs to do lefnai v'lefnim, and taking out the kaf and the machta, and then a third tevila, and a fourth and fifth kiddush when he puts on the big day zav again to bring his ayil and the elam and the musafim and the tamid shel bein arba'im, and then a 6th kiddush at the end of the day when he takes off the big day zav. So that's why the Torah says can't be that there are only 3 tevilos and 6 kiddush the yadayim v'raglayim, because gemiri, that there are 5. Now, what does the word gemiri mean, that there are 5? So, throughout Shas, you often have that whenever we have gemiri, that Rashi will always say that it is halacha l'moshe misinai. That gemiri means that something is a mesorah as a halacha l'moshe misinai. It's not clear that gemiri always means halacha l'moshe misinai. There's a comment that the Stechemet has in Mareches Gimel on gemiri. The Stechemet is an encyclopedia. So, he writes all about different Talmudic terminology. So on Gemiri, he says Gemiri doesn't necessarily mean Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. There are a lot of times in Shas where the Lashon Gemiri is clearly not Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, but it means that we have an ancient tradition, that it's something that's a tradition for a very long time. He says, for example, in Masech HaShabbos, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, Gemiri ain't Svina Mahalachas B'Pachos Me'asara. When a boat is floating on the ocean, it doesn't go within 10 Tfachim of the ground level of the ocean. Or in Pesachim Daf Nun Beis, Gemiri ein chaya shabiyuda gadla al perush shabgalil. None of these things are halachos Moshe Mi Sinai, meaning these aren't halachos even, these are just statements of fact. So Gemiri means that, yeah, we have a tradition that this is the way it is. So it's a way of saying that something must be, meaning it's a tradition that cannot be questioned. So that's halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim is one of those things that must be. Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim is the kind of halacha that cannot be questioned. There are facts that cannot be questioned because we have a tradition that this is just the way it is and these are the way the facts have always been. And there are halachas that cannot be questioned, whether they be because they are halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim or because they're so ingrained in our tradition that they've been around for so many generations. In fact, the Netziv in his Hakdama to the commentary on the Sheiltos points out that even the term Hilchasa Gemirila doesn't necessarily always mean Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. That seems even stronger than it sounds like a Lashon of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. Hilchasa Gemirila, he says sometimes Hilchasa Gemirila means that it's an old halacha. It's a halacha that's from early generations of Tanayim, and we can't trace exactly where they got it from. We can't recreate exactly which drasha they made to derive that halacha, but it just is. That's how he explains the Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam writes in the Akdama to the Perusha Mishnah is that for Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, you never have a machlokas. The Rambam describes, one might question the validity of our entire tradition. One's going to look and say, there's machlokas everywhere. What did God actually say? Do we have any tradition? Do we really know what the Ribbono Shel Olam said? So he said, no, machlokas is not an indication of a failure in our tradition because there are certain things that we know we've been able to transmit perfectly. And that is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. He says, you can look all over Shas, you'll never find a machlokas about Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. So the Chavis Yair has a long tshuva where he says, oh yeah? And he gives a list of all the cases where you have a machlokas about Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. So one of them happens to be Chatzi Nezek Tzroros. The Gemara says in Masechet Bava Kama that if an animal is walking and it steps on a pebble and it shoots out and it breaks something, you pay Chatzi Nezek. Well, which is it? Does it have a din of regel? Or does it where you would pay Nezek Shalem? Well, what is it exactly that it would you pay chatzi nezek even on when the pebble shoots out? So Gemara says hilchsa gemirila that it's halacha l'moshe mitzrayim chatzi nezek that it's hilchsa gemirila. So it's a machlokas though about chatzi nezek. So since it's a machlokas, how could it be hilchsa gemirila? So that's what the Netziv writes. Nah, hilchsa gemirila doesn't mean halacha l'moshe mitzrayim always. Sometimes it means just an old halacha that we have for many generations. So over here also gemiri sometimes means halacha l'moshe mitzrayim, sometimes doesn't. The impression that you get from all the mefarshim over here is that over here it does mean halacha l'moshe mitzrayim, that the chamesh tevilos, asar kiddushin, gemiri, is halacha l'moshe mitzrayim, that they had five tevilos for the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim and 10 kiddush adayim raglayim. So in the parsha of the avodah, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, the pasuk says, v'rachatz, when he puts on the big day lavan, before he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then it says, v'rachatz, when he leaves out to the Azara to bring his ayil and the El Ha'am. So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains which rechitza in the Lashonos of the Pesukim do we learn from that the Kohen Gadol does five tevilos and 10 kiddush adayim raglayim. Meaning, even though it's halacha l'moshe mitzrayim, the Gemara tries to connect it to Pesukim. The Gemara is going to try to show how we see an allusion to it in the Pesukim. So Tosfos explains in Dibur Masal Gemiri, why do I need a pasuk if it's halacha l'moshe mitzrayim? So Tosfos explains that the Gemara brings a raya from the Torah because the halacha is does not tell us the Seder HaTvilos. The Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim just tells us the number of Tvilos. That's the other thing. A lot of times you'll have Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, it won't give all the details. We have to fill in the details. Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim just gives us a basic idea, and then we have to fill in the details. So the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim just says that there have to be five Tvilos. Maybe it's one right after the other. He just dunks and dunks and dunks five times. That's it. There's his Chamesh Tvilos. How do I know that it's spread out over the course of the day? So that's why I need the Pesukim to tell me the Seder HaTvilos. That's how Tosfos understands. But and since the Pesukim alone don't indicate very clearly the number of Tvilos, that's why I need Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim to tell me the number. So in concert with each other, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim tells me how many Tvilos, and the Pesukim tell me exactly when those Tvilos are. Rabbi Akiva Eiger adds that Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim is only on the five Tvilos, not on the Asara Kiddushin. Because from the Pesukim we already learned that for each Tvila there's Shnei Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim really is very limited. It's just a number, and the number is only about Tvilos. So we derive from that how many Kiddush Adayim Raglayim there are, and we have to derive from the Torah how many at what point they would do those Tvilos. So Tanya, the Braisa, tells us as follows. How do I know about these five tefillos and 10 kiddush adayim raglayim that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. Tamal Omer, because the pasuk says, Uva Aaron Elonoid, Ufashat es Bigdei Habad, Virachat es Besar B'mayim Makom Kadosh, Velavash es Begada, V'yatza V'asa. Pasuk continues, Es Alasa V'es Alasam, V'chibri Vado V'adaam. So those psukim are talking about both the Avodas Pnim of the burning of the Ketores, and those also Pnimios, and the Shiluach HaSayir, and the Avodas Chutz of the Hakrava, of the Ayil, and the Elam. Halamata Shekol HaMeshana Me Avodah Levoda. Every time a Kohen Gadol finishes an Avodas Pnim and takes off his Big Day Lavan in order to put on the Big Day Zav to go do an Avodas Chutz, you see from there, Ton Tevila. He's always going to require Tevila, because that's what it describes. That he goes into the Ol Moed, does what he has to do, then he's Pashat Big Day Abad, and then he's Rachatz his Besar B'mayim before he goes ahead. And he puts on the Big Day Zav and goes and does what he has to do outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So when he finishes, and similarly, when he finishes Avodas Chutz in the Big Day Zav, he also takes off the Big Day Zav and he has to do another Tevila when he changes his clothing. So the Braisa brings a Shita that disagrees. Amar Rebbe, Minayim L'chamish Tevilos HaSarik Kedush Tavol Kohen Gadol L'Mekadish Baba Yom. How do I know about the five Tevilos and the 10 Kedush Adayim Raglayims that the Kohen does that day? Shenemar, because the Pasuk in the beginning of the Parasha says, Ksones Bad Kodesh Yilbad Yilbash U'michnes Evad Yiyu Al Basaru Vavnik Bad Yachkor V'mitzas V'mitznefes Bad Yitznof Big Day Kodesh Heim V'rachatz B'mayim Es Basaru U'leveisham. That Pasuk is talking about the wearing of the Big Day Lavan that he would do when he would go for the Avodas Pnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim after he finishes the Avodas Chutz of bringing the Karman Tamid and the other Avodas that he does early in the morning, and he took off his Big Day Zav. Halamadas, from there that we see Kol Mashana Me Avodah LaAvodah, that every time a Kohen Gadol finishes an Avodah Schutz and he takes off his Big Day Zav in order to put on the Big Day Lavan to do an Avodah Spinim, Ton Tevila, it's going to require a Tevila for that change of clothing. V'omer, and the Pasuk goes on to say, Big Day Kodeshem. So these three words in the Torah seem to be extra. Hukshu Kol HaBagadim Kulin Zeluzeh. What is the Torah adding by saying Big Day Kodeshem? That just like when you put on Big Day Lavan, the Kohen Gadol needs Tevila because they are Big Day Kodesh, so too when you put on Big Day Zahav, the Kohen Gadol needs Tevila because they are Big Day Kodesh. So bottom line is the Torah tells me twice about him going to the mikveh on a change of clothing, but it has once when he changes from Big Day Zahav into Big Day Lavan, and another time when he changes from Big Day Lavan into Big Day Zahav. So it's machlokas, which one we learn from to teach me that with every change of clothing, there's a Tevila. So the Braisa concludes with the cheshbon of the five Tevilos according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to everybody, and they are v'chamish avod l'sein. So once we learn that with every change of clothing there's going to be a tevila, so now we could easily lay it out. How many changes of clothing are there? Well, there are five avodos that require changes of clothing. There's tamid shel shachar b'big day zav. The tamid shel shachar he's wearing is big day zav. Number two, there's avodas hayom b'big day lavan. There's the avodas hayom that he does l'fnei v'lifnim in the big day lavan. Then he comes back out elo ve'elam b'big day zav. He brings his ayil and the elam wearing big day zav. Then he goes back in order to retrieve kaf u'machta b'big day lavan to bring out the kaf and the machta, the spoon and the ladle and the shovel wearing Big Day Lavan. And then, Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, Big Day Zav. So there are five changes in Avoda from outside to inside and inside to outside. And both Tanayim agree that with each change you require a Tevila. So there are your five Tevilos. Okay, good, that's five Tevilos. How do I know 10 Kiddush Adayim Raglayims? So Rebbe responds, once we learn a Tevila from the Parsha talking about V'rachatz b'mayim es besaro, so it turns out that the additional rechitzas b'mayim that it says at the end of the parsha of v'rachatz b'sar mayim makom kadosh lovish begadav is extra, meaning it mentions rechitzas b'mayim twice. But if I already learned that every time he changes his clothing he needs to go to the mikvah from the first time it says v'rachatz, what do I learn from the second time it says v'rachatz? Tamal Omer, that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me, that there's a chiyuv of kiddush adayim raglayim, and we make a hekesh between the psukim upashat v'rachatz v'lavash. That since the Torah requires a rechitza between removing the clothing and wearing the clothing, we dash on the pasuk to make a hekish that the rechitza klape there's one rechitza for a pashat and another rechitza for velavash. So that's how I know that there's shnei kiddushin for each tevila, because there's one for pshita and there's one for levisha, one for removing the clothing, one for putting the clothing back on. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Braisa brings another shita. How I know the Kohen Gadol does 10 kiddush daim raglayim? So Rabbi Shimon Omer, when that kal v'chomer. Uma makom she'in ton tefillah ton kiddush. Think about on a regular day when the Kohen Gadol does avod in the Beis Hamikdash, he doesn't have to do tefillah midaraisa, and nevertheless he does have to do kiddush adayim raglayim. That's a beferish apostle. Bivam elol moed ubikirva samel mizbech yirchatzu. They have to wash their hands and feet when they come in to do avoda. So makom she'ton tefillah on Yom Kippurim, where the Torah requires tevila, and that's midaraisa. Pasuk says v'rachatz es besaro b'mayim. So we see that we require tevila and odin shetan kiddush. So all the more so, we're going to require kiddush adayim raglayim. If we even require tevila, then for sure we should require kiddush adayim raglayim. So it's a kal v'chomer. So says Gemara, well, wait a second. Imala halan. If you learn the kiddush of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim from the fact that he does kiddush adayim raglayim the whole rest of the year, so it should be the same as the rest of the year. By the rest of the year, kiddush echad. So afkan kiddush echad. So you can say on Yom Kippur, it's also just one kiddush adayim raglayim. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says uva aron elol moed ufashat es bigdei abad asher lavash. So that pasuk is telling me that there are two kiddush adayim raglayims by the tevila of Yom Kippur. Ma tamalomer asher lavash, because why does the pasuk have to say those extra words asher lavash? If you're taking off clothing, it's obviously clothing that you were previously wearing. So obviously it's asher lavash. So klum adam poshet elam asher lavash. Does a person remove clothing that he's not wearing? Obviously, if he's taking off the clothing, it means he was wearing those clothing. Ela lahakish pshita lilavisha. No, it must be that it's there to make a hekish between the removal of the clothing and the putting on of the big day kuna, as follows. Malavisha ta'un kiddush, just like putting on the clothing requires kiddush adayim raglayim, af pshita ta'un kiddush. So to removing the clothing requires kiddush adayim raglayim. So that's where Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon learns that for each of the five tefilos, there's shnei kiddushin. One for the removal of the previous clothing, and one for the putting on of the other clothing. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara explains the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that we mentioned before in the Braisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had said in the Braisa, Minayim l'chamish tefilos v'asar kiddush tov l'kohen gadol l'makadish bo b'yom. Tamal omar, uva aron el ol moed v'rachas v'sar mayim v'makum kadosh. Halmadish kal mashana me'avod l'vod l'ton tevila. Right, that was what Rabbi Yehuda said. We already quoted that. That you see from that pasuk that any time you change from one avod to the other, meaning from an avodas prim to an avodas chutz or vice versa, you need a tevila. So it says Mar Ashkan mi bigdei lavan the bigdei zav. Yeah, that only tells me that the makar is a pasuk that in the pasuk that he's quoting is for a tevila when you change from avodas pnim to avodas chutz. So Ashkan mi bigdei lavan the bigdei zav. When he was previously wearing bigdei lavan, now he's putting on bigdei zav. But how do I know the reverse? Mi bigdei zav the bigdei lavan minayin. How do I know that when he was previously wearing bigdei zav and now he's putting on bigdei lavan? How do I know that then also he requires a tevila that he's now going to go lefnai v'lefnim? So Tanu Devei Rabbi Shmuel kal v'chomer uma big day zav she'in kohen nichlas ben lefnai v'lefnim ta'un tevila. Big day zav are less chashuv. You don't even get to go lefnai v'lefnim in the big day zav, and you have to do a tevila for that. So big day lavan she'in nichlas ben lefnai v'lefnim ain't a din ta'un tevila. So big day lavan where he gets to go lefnai v'lefnim in the big day lavan. So obviously the big day lavan are much more chashuv. So of course it's going to require a tevila. So the Ritva points out. Wait a second. Is the reason that the Big Day Lavan are worn the Fnai V'Lefnim because the Big Day Lavan are more chashuv than the Big Day Zav? That is very much not the reason. The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, tells us the reason that you don't wear Big Day Zav the Fnai V'Lefnim, because Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. We don't want to bring to mind, so to speak, the idea of the Egel Azav. So we try to keep gold, the idea of gold, out of Lefnai V'Lefnim. Right? That's why the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about whether there's why it is that we blow B'Shofar Shal Ayil, Lahaski Arkedas Yitzchak. Why do we blow the shofar shall par or a shofar shall egel? Because we don't want to bring to mind the egel azav in kategor nasas negar. So the Gemara over there says, what do you mean in kategor nasas negar? Apparently, it's only an inyan lefnai v'lefnim. It's only an issue when you're in the kodesh hakadoshim. It's not an issue outside the kodesh hakadoshim. We don't blow shofar outside of the kodesh hakadoshim. So the Gemara says, no, it's ki lefnim dami. That when you blow shofar, that's ki'ilu you're lefnai v'lefnim. That it's not that the call of the shofar is a form of tefila. It's not that it goes straight to the Rosh Hashanah, it goes through the Kodesh HaKadashim up to Shemayim. So everything is that's Kilofnim Dami. That's as if it's Lefnai V'Lefnim. But bottom line is, the Gemara says explicitly over there that we don't want to be give a pischon pet to the satan, to be mekatre klal Yisrael, that these same people who were using gold to worship avodah zarah are now using gold to worship the Ribbono Shel. But it's not because of the inherent value of the Big Day Lavan, but says the Ritva, nevertheless, this reason, but once that's the case, and the Big Day Lavan are worn, lefnei v'lefnim, that grants the Big Day Lavan chashivos. You're right, the way it worked out, and the reason for it may not have been a reflection initially of an elevated status of Big Day Lavan, but at the end of the day, the Big Day Lavan is worn lefnei v'lefnim, Big Day Zav aret, and therefore the Big Day Lavan are greater. Sometimes when something is cast into a particular role, that elevates it. You have people like that. Sometimes a person is given a position, not because he's so great, but once he's given the position, he becomes great. He grows into the position. The Big Day Lavan grew into becoming this greater thing because they're used lefnei v'lefnim. Say Ika l'mifrach, says Gemara, well, now the Big Day Zav shekin kaparas meruba. Yeah, but the Big Day Zav have something that the Big Day Lavan don't have. And that is all the karbanos of all the rest of the year are done with the Big Day Zahav by the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, you should require tevila when you put on the Big Day Zahav, as opposed to Big Day Lavan, where the Kohen Gadol only wears them for Avodas Pnim, that one day a year. So the kapara that you get is not so much. The Kohen Gadol should not require tevila for them. El enaf glemi d'Rebbe. So says Gemara, you're right. The chiyuv tevila for wearing the Big Day Lavan is derived from the drasha that Rebbe learned from the pasuk at the beginning of the parsha, where the pasuk had said that the Kohen Gadol needs tvila when he wears Big Day Lavan. It said, "Ksonis bad kodesh yilbash, mikhtasei bad yil basaru, vavnei bad yachor, mitzas bad yisnof." It describes the Big Day Lavan, Big Day Kodesh, v'rachatz b'mayim es basaru ulevation. And it says he has to go to the mikveh, and he puts on the Big Day Lavan. So bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk v'rachatz b'mayim es basaru at the beginning of the parsha that talks about putting on the Big Day Lavan teaches us that he's chayiv shtei tvilos on the two times he puts on the Big Day Lavan. The pasuk of Arachas B'sar B'mayim that it says at the end of the parsha when it talks about putting on the Big Day Zahav teaches us about three tevilos for the three times he puts on Big Day Zahav. Right? That's how we get to the five tevilos. So now the Gemara explains Shitas Rebbe. Amar Rebbe. So we had said earlier on Amar Aleph. Rebbe had said, Minayim l'chamish tevilos v'asar kedushas shtovel kohen gadol mekadosh bo b'yom. How do I know about the five tevilos and the ten kedushas daim raglayim that happened on that day? Tamad lo amar ksonos pat kodesh yilbash hal madosh kolam mishanim yavod l'vodosh ton tevila that we see from the fact that it says ksonos pat kodesh yilbash and it describes v'rachatz b'mayim es besar elevation that you go to the mikveh. So you see that whenever you change from one avodah to the other, from an avodah spinim to an avodah schutz or vice versa, that you need a tevila. So says Gemara, yeah, but Ashkam Big Day Zahav, the Big Day Lavan. That pasuk only describes changing from Big Day Zahav to Big Day Lavan. Me Big Day Lavan, the Big Day Zahav, me Nain. How do I know that when you change from Big Day Zahav to Big Day, from Big Day Lavan rather to Big Day Zahav, that you also need a tevila? So Tandebe Rabbi Shmuel, Kal v'chomer. Ma Big Day Lavan, Shein Kaparos and Meruba. If Big Day Lavan, which are in a lower level, because they don't provide that much kapara, because the Kohen Gadol wears them for the Avodas Pnim of Yom Kippur, which is only Mechaper, for Tumas Mikdash, but all the other kaparos that he gets for everybody else throughout the rest of the year and on Yom HaKippurim is all done b'chutz in Big Day Zav. It's not done in Big Day Lavan. And yet, Big Day Lavan, even though they're on that lower level, tu'un in tevila, you need a tevila when you put them on. Big Day Zav, shakaparos and meruba, ein odin shetun tevila. So Big Day Zav, which provides so much kapara, for sure are going to require a tevila. Says, well, it's not a great limud, because you call the mifrach, the opposite of what we said before. Mal Big Day Lavan, shakei nechnas ben lefnai v'lefnim. Maybe Big Day Lavan or more chashuv, because Big Day Lavan you wear lifnei v'lifnim. So the Gemara explains, Hainu Diktani, that's why the Rav says in the Braisa, that Rebbe says in the Braisa rather, that Va'omer, Big Day Kodesh Heim, Brach Tzvayim, Espar Elevation, that the three words Big Day Kodesh Heim are extra, and that's in order to make a hekesh between the Big Day Lavan to the Big Day Zav, to tell me that all wardrobe changes on Yom HaKippurim require tevila. So just like Kohen Gadol is tovel for wearing the Big Day Lavan, like the pasuk says explicitly, so too he has to be tovel in order to wear the Big Day Zahav, because they're all Big Day Kodesh Heim. We don't distinguish between the Big Day Lavan and the Big Day Zahav. So now the Gemara goes on to elaborate further on the brisa that we have that we've been quoting. V'chamish avodos hein. So we said we listed the five avodos, right? The five times that he's going to have to change his clothing. There's tamishal shachar b'big day zahav. There's avodos hayom b'big day lavan. There's elo ve'elo'am b'big bebigdei zahav. There's kafu machta bebigdei lavan. And then finally, tamish shel ben arba'im bebigdei zahav. So that's uminayin shekol tvilu tvilu tzricha shnei kiddushin. How do I know that each time, each of those five times, there's a tvila, you need to do two kiddushin daim raglayim? Tamalomar ufashat verachatz verachatz velavash that we darshin a hekish as if it said the word verachatz twice. It doesn't really say the word verachatz twice. It's a pashat verachatz velavash. But since you could read it pashat verachatz and verachatz velavash, meaning you could attach verachatz to pashat and you could attach verachatz to lavash, so it tells me that you need a rechitza for each removal of Bigdei Kodesh and for each donning of Bigdei Kodesh. So it says Gemara, Hai b'tevila ksiv. Wait, the pasuk brach sar b'mayim makom kadosh that Rebbe is trying to learn the din of kiddush adayim raglayim is not talking about kiddush adayim raglayim. It's talking about tevila. How do I know? Because it says brach b'saral. B'saral means your whole body. That's the tefillah's kol gufo. That's in the mikveh. How does Rebbe learn the din of kiddush adayim raglayim from a pasuk that's clearly not about kiddush adayim raglayim? Well, imenu in the tefillah denafklei mi bigdei kodeshem, because I don't need that pasuk to tell me about tefillah, because I already know about tefillah from the phrase bigdei kodeshem, like we already explained previously, that the smichus of those words with the words verachatz b'mayim is besar levesham, that Rebbe makes a hekish of all bigdei kuna one to the other, and we learn that all bigdei kuna, the wearing of all bigdei kuna requires tefillah. So since the pasuk verachatz v'lavash is not needed to tell me the din of tefillah, so tenei uinyan l'kid. So I could use it now to teach me instead the din of kiddush adayim raglayim. This is one of the drachim and shas that we have of how to darshan the Torah shebichsav. That imenu inyan lezeh tenei inyan lacha. That sometimes I have a halacha. I already know the halacha. So what do I need this extra pasuk for? So I could apply it elsewhere. So that's how we know the 10 kiddush adayim raglayim. So says Gemara, okay, but now you're telling me that this pasuk is talking about kiddush adayim raglayim. So why not just make it easier? Why couldn't Hashem just write it in a lashon of kiddush? Why does he have to make it confusing, make it sound like he's talking about tevila, and then use through an enuin? You know, it's really about kiddush. Hakam Hashman, the tevila ki kiddush, that the tevila has the same din like kiddush adayim raglayim in the following sense. Ma kiddush b'makom kadosh, just like the kiddush adayim raglayim is obviously in the makom kadosh because the kiyor is in the azar, so you only do the kiddush adayim raglayim where the kiyor is. Af tevila, so too the tevila of the kohen gadol yom kippurim b'makom kadosh is in a place that has kiddushas azara on the gag beis haparva. Rabbi Yehuda kiddush minalei. Now Rabbi Yehuda learns from the first verachatz in the parsha that you have to be tovel when you put on the Bigdei Lavan, and from the second Verachatz that you have to be Tovel when you put on the Bigdei Zav, he's got no extra Verachatzes to teach me Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Meaning he thinks that you need both times it says Verachatz just about the going of the mikvah on wardrobe changes. How do I know Kiddush Adayim Raglayim according to Rabbi Yehuda? So nafkli, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he'll say the same thing Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said on Amun Aleph, that it's a Kal V'Chomer, that if a Kohen comes to do Avodah B'Mikdash during the rest of the year, does not require Tevila Min HaTorah, and yet it does require kiddush adayim raglayim. So when you need to do tevila and yom kippurim, kal v'chomer you're going to need to do kiddush adayim raglayim. So now the Gemara brings machlokas amoraim within shitas Rebbe that there are shnei kiddushim for the removal of clothing and for the wearing of clothing. So Amrav Chisa had the Rebbe, this shita of Rebbe that darshins from the hekesh of the pasuk upashat verachatz velavash, that the kohen gadol has to do a kiddush for upashat and a kiddush for velavash, mafkamid Rabbi Meir. It's against the shita of Rabbi Meir, umafkamid Rabbanan, and it's also against the shita of the Rabbanan. Meaning, according to Rabbi, the order of the kiddushin is what it describes in the pasuk. Who pashat is big day abad, the pasuk says, v'rachas p'sar b'mayim, v'lofash b'gadav, meaning he takes off his clothing, does the first kiddush, goes to the mikveh, does the second kiddush, and then gets dressed. So it turns out, mafkamid Rabbanan, di'il Rabbanan amri, kishu lavash mekadesh. The Rabbanan say that he does kiddush when he's clothed, v'iu amar kishu poshit mekadesh, that after he removes his clothing, he does kiddush yadayim raglayim. Umafkim b'nei Rabbi Meir, but he's also against Rabbi Meir. Did Rabbi Meir amar hach kiddush basu kishu lavish mekadesh? Rabbi Meir at least says that the second kiddush yadayim raglayim is when he's already dressed, v'iu amar kishu poshit mekadesh. And Rabbi's saying that no, both kiddush yadayim raglayim are when he's undressed. He takes off the clothing, does a kiddush yadayim raglayim, does another, goes to the mikvah, another kiddush. Raglaim and then puts on the clothing according to Rabbi. So Amar Rav Bar Yaakov Hakol Modin Bekidush Sheni Shalovish Rakhak Mekadesh. No, the Rav Meir also agrees. The Chum and Rav Meir and Rabbi, they all agree that that the second Kiddush Shadayim Raglaim is after he puts on his clothing. My time, the Amar Kra over Gishtam El Mizbech. Begishtam comes to tell me that Dafka Mi She'enu Mechusar El Gisha Yatzazeh She'Mechusar Levisha Begisha. It has to be after he's dressed because it describes a Kohen who only needs to do is come close to the Mizbech. So not someone who still needs to get dressed. Amalei Ravacha, Braid Rav Ravashi, Lo Rav Chista Islaid Ravacha, Velo Ravacha Islaid Rav Chista. Rav Chista does not hold of Ravacha Bar Yaakov. Rav Chista held that the Shita of Rebbe is that both Kiddushim are when he's undressed is against Ravacha Bar Yaakov, with understanding the Shita of Rebbe that the second Kiddush is when he's dressed, and Ravacha doesn't hold of Rav Chista. Ravacha Bar Yaakov holds within Shita's Rebbe that he has to have the second Kiddush close to the Avodah, so it shouldn't be Mechusar anything except for Gisha. Doesn't hold like Rav Chista within the Shita of Rebbe, who derives that you have to do the Kiddush Sheni before the Levisha. Dim Kain, the Rebbe, Havalei Chameser Kiddushin. Because if you would say that Rav Chista, Rav Akiva, Yaakov agree with each other, then there would be 15 Kiddush Adayim Raglayims on the five Tefillos. Because on each Tefillah, you would need to do three Kiddush Adayim Raglayims. One after he removes the clothing, one before he puts on the new clothing, and one after he puts on the new clothing. And Allah HaMoshe Misinai is that there are five Tefillos and 10 Kiddush Adayim Raglayims, not 15. Okay? Okay, but Hashem will pick up at the two dots tomorrow.
Go ahead.
Have a good day, everybody.